Blanton's is one of the most sought-after bottles of bourbon, but it also has become kind of a lightning rod of criticism among whiskey enthusiasts. We're going to put it in a blind against other common whiskeys and see how it does when people don't know what it is that they're drinking. And if you want to see if Blanton's can hang in a blind, then stick around. So before we get started, we have to take a moment to thank our patron supporters. Everybody's names that are on the screen right now are supporting the top three levels, and we produce a lot of free content, and very few people have to contribute financially to make all this happen. And the patrons are the one that make it happen for all of you out there that are consuming this for free, and we have to say thank you. If you want to learn how to support this channel, stick around to the end. We're going to give you some information. Now, we need to introduce some of our special guests because I can't do these blinds by myself, especially when I know what bottles are going to be in it. So I've invited some friends from the local whiskey enthusiast community, and I just want to let you know who they are. So first off, we've got David, who is from Texas Cigar Roadshow. He has his own podcast. They drink whiskey on there, mostly cigar focused. Then we've got Serge, who has his own review channel online, and he's also a DJ, which is really, really cool. And we have Amy Love, who is a very active member of the Someone Say Whiskey bourbon community, and she's very active in the That's What She Sips female breakoff group that they have special events to make sure that all women know that they are safe in the whiskey world. So thank you to all of them. Now, let's talk about some disclaimers. So there's no good way to compare Blanton's to other products. And that is because if you put similar price bottles in a blind against Blanton's, it's going to get murdered because most other bottles that are $60+ are higher proof than Blanton's, which would give them an unfair advantage because that higher proof gives them a larger palate feel, and a lot of people are going to gravitate towards that. And if you put Blanton's against similar proof bottles, there's a pretty good chance that the cost of those bottles are going to be a lot lower because most people that are bottling things that are below 100 proof are typically not their premium whiskeys. So let's talk about this blind. I decided to go down the path of putting everything that is very similar in proof and not worry about price, so that there wasn't a very obvious difference there. So one of the whiskeys that we have in this blind is a Bullet Bourbon, which is 90 proof. We have Four Roses Small Batch, which is also 90 proof. We have 1792 Small Batch, which is 93.7 proof. We have Larceny Small Batch, which is 92 proof. And of course, we have Blanton's Single Barrel, which is 93 proof. So we are going to bring these individuals in, line them up, have them rank these whiskeys, and see how Blanton's does against similar aged, similar proofed products when nobody knows what they're drinking. So let's check it out. All right, guys. Got you set up with a nice little blind. And the purpose of this one is I have selected all whiskeys from different distilleries that are very similar in proof. But there's one whiskey in here that is often more sought after than the other four. So we want to see how they rank. So your only objective in this tasting is to put these five whiskeys in ranking order. There are no wrong answers. It could be very difficult because they're all very close in proof, and I actually think they're for the most part very similar in age as well, but we just want to see, is the hype for this particular whiskey when compared with its contemporaries worth it, or does it fall somewhere in the middle, or does it fall short? So you guys spend as much time as you need with the glasses and have some fun.
All right.
today's episode of What You Have on Your E-Commerce Site. I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show?
All right,
everybody had a chance to evaluate these pours. You got your rankings, can't change it.
Locked in.
All right. So we're going to sound off with Amy, Serge, then David. On your far left, Amy, we're going to call that number one.
Okay.
1 through 5, what'd you rate it?
2.
Serge?
1 being low or high?
1 would be first place, okay. 5 would be last place. Last place. David?
3.
3. And that was Bullet, regular bourbon.
Oh, boy.
Number 2.
Number 1.
Was 1 for Amy. Serge?
2.
2. David?
1.
1. Blanton's for the win.
That makes sense.
And that was the ringer. Number 3, Amy.
That would be my number 4 choice.
Okay, 4, Serge?
Mm-hmm. 4.
4, David?
4.
4? 4 Roses, small batch.
Oh, wow.
Shocked that didn't do better.
Yeah, I am too.
Number 4 for you, Amy.
3.
3, Serge?
1.
1. No shit. Okay, cool. David?
I feel like I'm going to regret my decision.
2? 2. No, it's teaching me about your palate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love
none watching. Of these are bad.
Yeah. It doesn't mean anything weird. It just means you like nuts in your mouth. Okay.
Oh, my.
1792. That's not weird at all.
Not weird at all. The last one you had ranked in?
My number 5.
5th place.
Yes.
Serge.
I believe that was actually my 4th place. I'm sorry. My number 3 is 3.
Oh, okay. Got it. We have 1 through 5 for you now. Got it. And David.
I had it ranked last.
5th place.
Mm-hmm. Same.
1792, small batch. Okay.
I like all of these.
Well,
foolproof.
So this just goes to show that aside from Serge's affinity for nut flavor in his mouth, everybody loved the Blantons, which is...
I did too, it's 4th. I'm in 2nd place.
I know that. Everybody likes the Blantons. It would have been first place for everyone except for Eli Larceny more. And that's actually what I expected.
Oh.
But it's not what you would expect based on what you read about Blantons online. Mm. Right?
No.
And so I think that this is an awesome outcome. Mm. Blantons is popular for a reason. Well, I can't say that I'm surprised by those results. And here's why. I am a huge fan of Fred Minnick. He's been a huge influence over me. And during the pandemic, he was experimenting with different ways to engage with the whiskey enthusiast community. And he did a large tasting that had, I can't remember how many, I can't remember if it's 270 or 370 people that came in for a blind tasting that he set up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And one of the bottles was a Blanton's. And you guessed it, the majority of the crowd picked it in the blind. And so what this taught us, because except for Serge, who put it in 2nd place, both David and Amy put it in 1st place. Now keep in mind, this is totally double blind, so they had no idea that there was even a Blanton's in the lineup. So they had no incentive to try and figure out which one was the popular bottle. They just ranked it based on flavor. 2 people said it was 1st out of 5. 1 person said it was 2 out of 5, and those are pretty strong results. Everybody else's results were all over the place on everything else. Maybe the Larceny was the most consistent, 2nd to the Blantons. But yeah, I mean, the reality is when you hear people saying that Blantons is hot garbage and it's a drain pourer and only noobs like it and all that stuff, those are just people that their mama didn't hold them enough when they were a baby, or maybe held them too much. I don't know what's going on with those guys, but when you compare Blanton's to its contemporaries, it does very well in blinds for good reason. It's because the whiskey is really good. The other thing that I wanted to point out is that if we had done similar priced premium bourbons that were all a much higher proof, I think Blanton's probably would have come in dead last. And that really is the fatal flaw of Blanton's. People don't understand that Blanton's was the first ultra premium bourbon to be produced as the whiskey market was actually kind of in a bust phase. It was released in 1984. It was the brainchild of Buffalo Trace, and there was a team of people that came together, including Elmer T. Lee and Freddie Johnson's late father, that put together this really amazing whiskey. And for the first time, they were charging a premium price to get access to a bourbon. Up until that point, all of the prices had been coming down to attract customers away from other spirits categories. And all it seemed to do was reduce the value of bourbon in the average consumer's mind. So then Blanton's comes along. But at that time, there wasn't a huge appetite for high price or high proof bourbons. Bourbon was being compared to scotch, and scotch was typically 80 or 86 proof, even the premium versions. And so the bourbon industry didn't see a big need to increase the proof of the whiskey to try and attract customers. So when they decided to create a premium, they decided to find barrels that tasted better than the average and put them together and make something that was awesome. And for its time, Blanton's was actually very interesting. And it attracted a lot of customers, and it helped lead the whiskey world out of the dark ages. But nowadays, ultra premium bourbons are almost never below 100 proof. And I think this is why Blanton's is simultaneously loved and hated by the whiskey enthusiasts, because they develop an expectation in their mind of what it's going to be like to get a hold of this bottle that's so hard to find. And then when they taste it and they compare it to other whiskeys that they've had that were probably higher proof, it's just good. It's not great. And so for any of you out there that are throwing hate towards people who like Blanton's, you're objectively wrong. Blanton's is a decent whiskey for its price and its proof. And when you take that into consideration, it does very well in blinds. Also, not everybody's palate's the same. So we don't have to be hateful to other people online. We can just kind of let it go. So as always, we're going to do a giveaway. And what we're going to do on this one is the same thing that you saw these tasters do. We're going to have three winners that are all going to get a 1 ounce sample pack that will include the Bullet Bourbon, Four Roses, 1792, Larceny, and the Blanton's. It will be blind. We won't tell you what's in each bottle until after you've turned in your results. So you're going to be able to replicate this experience for yourself and see what you think about Blanton's totally blind. The way that you could enter to win is to like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell to be notified of future content pieces as well as future giveaways, because we have a free giveaway on every episode. And most importantly, you need to go to the video description on YouTube and click the link to fill out the web form to give us your basic contact information. We'll use it to run a randomizer, post the results publicly, reach out to the winners, get your address, and ship your samples absolutely for free. So if you like this content and you'd like to support this channel, there's three different ways to do so. The first of which is to join Patreon. We have member benefits, and there's all different price points for different budgets. So it's not just a donation. We do bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers where I curate a whiskey adventure for you. We usually go out and pick a single barrel. Those get released privately to the Patreon group. We do in-person meetups, monthly virtual bottle shares, discounts on merchandise. You also get the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the channel and its mission. The other way that you can support, number two, would be purchasing merch. And all of our merchandise was curated for the whiskey enthusiast. And if you go to our website, you're going to find something you feel like you can't live without. Last but not least, you can support this channel by hiring me as your residential real estate agent. I operate in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. And I will warn you that if we end up closing a transaction together, I do give epic bottles away as closing gifts. And you can find information about all three ways to support the channel in the video description on YouTube. And if this is your first time tuning in, I'd like to thank you for the view and also tell you a little bit about why we do what we do. And that is, we want to use whiskey to bring people together. And that became a personal mission of mine because I lost my brother to suicide. And I was trying to find ways to make a positive impact on this world. And I saw how whiskey was bringing people together. And that motivated me. It made me think that maybe if I can help you get connected to whiskey, whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. But if you're going to have connection, there does need to be some communication between enthusiasts. And there are forums out there to do that. But some of the forums have negativity. And those negative people taught us two things. The first is we need to have a forum that didn't have negativity. So we created Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based whiskey enthusiast community that you can go join for free right now. Lots of great things going on in there. Not only are people forming connections, but there's a lot of whiskey being shared with each other, and we're doing a lot of work together as a community to be philanthropic and to support 501c3s. And the other thing that those trolls taught us was that if they can hate a stranger, we can love a stranger. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And I'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. Hey, they need to know. You need to know. When we film, it's a Torchy's day, baby.
Tuesday.
Hey, sometimes Torchy's gets on you, all right? That's just part of the process. If you don't want Torchy's on you, you don't live that Torchy's life. You know what I'm saying? That's how I get down. I ain't even worried about no Torchy's on me. You know what I'm saying? Wes gets hungry. He's big. He's way bigger than me.
He gets grouchy.
Yeah, he gets grouchy. You don't want to see grouchy Wes. I'm scared to travel with him now you don't have a beard to store food. Second, you look like bourbon.
You look like bourbon.
Like, we would go, just so y'all know at home, I would set up a whole thing. I've got to apply through public relations, and I have to send them all this data and all this stuff. And then Wes and I come walking in to film, and Wes is just there to run the camera, and every time the publicist would be like, oh, nice to meet you, Randy, and walk right up to Wes. And I'm like, hey, I got a beard too, okay? I get it. It's not as nice as Wes's beard. I understand that I don't look as much like bourbon as Wes does, but you could at least, if you're going to vet me, spend 2 seconds watching one of my videos so you know what I look like, always disrespecting me. It's because I didn't have no Torchy's in my beard. A whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face-to-face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls running your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.